This is the Unleash Your Wealth podcast with the team from SC Wealth Advisors.
Now, I feel like it's required viewing in the financial industry to watch the movie The Wolf of Wall Street. And the real life guy that it's based on, Jordan Belfort, he ended up serving 22 months in prison for fraud. And now he's out. But Jordan wrote a book called The Wolf of Investing. And he was recently on the Tucker Carlson show giving his not so great opinion of Wall Street.
So in a casino, you go in there knowing that the odds are against you by, what, 5%, depending on what game you play. So the odds are against you and the house will win over time. But what if you go into a corrupt casino where they have loaded dice and a dealing from the bottom of the deck? That's Wall Street, trying to convince people that you could somehow figure out when you should buy oil and then sell your Meta and then somehow go into a steel stock. It's insane. It doesn't work.
So after listening to that, I mean, it's not easy to think that a 401k is in a place like that. Is it possible to use the stock market but at the same time reduce the risk?
Yeah, I mean, I think Jordan Belfort's talking about, you know, more of
market timing and trading.
Market timing and trading. That's all it is where that's not what you're doing with the 401k. And we very well know that people can lose. Most of the time, people do lose when they're trading and trying to market time and find buy a stock and get out of it quick, make a quick gain. It doesn't work. That's not investing. That is gambling. That's exactly what he just described. As opposed to having a portfolio that's efficient, keeping a long-term outlook and growing your money long-term and making sure that you have an efficient portfolio. And I think that's the difference where a lot of investors confuse stock market picking as opposed to efficient investing.
Well, yeah, if you're a day trader, if you're trading on the latest hot tip, if you're in and out of positions all the time, then he's probably closer to the truth on that you're playing at the casino. And that the more transactions you make, the more the odds go against you. But if you create a well-allocated portfolio, study after study for the last 100 years has shown that you accumulate great wealth in the stock market. That being said, there's times when you need to pare back the risk, Raj. And so I think that for a lot of people, when you get near retirement, so you're a different investor when you're 35 than when you're 65. When you're 35 and you got 30 years to wait till retire, you can take the ups and downs and kind of close your eyes. But if you're 60 or 65 and you're just about to retire and draw off of this money, well, now you have to have a strategy that puts more principal protection into it. And we do build those for clients. We build them all the time.
Yeah, I mean, Rick, the last several weeks we've had people coming into our office onboarding as new clients, and you know, a lot of them want to have that blended strategy where they have their 401k. They still are planning on working a lot of the times. And so we've been doing a lot of those in-service rollovers. So when you're over age 59 and a half, you can roll your 401k out of your 401k while you're still working. And so I know we had a client last week that had $500,000 and we rolled the entire $500,000. He wanted to protect it. He's scared the market's going to go down. That's his hard earned money. And he's still going to continue to contribute to his 401k. So we roll the 500 grand out. We protect it in a strategy where we put a floor under the 500,000. He gets some stock market participation going forward.
But he can't lose any money.
But he can't lose any money. And that's going to help him sleep at night knowing that he was scared, rightfully so, with a lot of volatility in the war and all these different things that are happening. And so it was a great option for him and his wife because they can still continue to contribute because he's planning on working 3 more years and he could still max out at $30,000 a year, $23,000 for the 401k employee deferral, plus another $7,000 catch up if you're over age 50, which is what he was. So, you know, he felt that made a ton of sense. So he could still take a lot of risk on his 401k contributions because he's dollar cost averaging and he gets to protect that $500,000 in a strategy where he still gets some stock market participation.
Yeah, and it's only natural when you have a lifetime of savings and you're right at retirement and you're crossing the finish line and entering that next phase of your life that you want more protection. That's human nature because you don't have 10 or 15 years for the market to come back if the equity averages go down seriously. They went in 08, Raj. Mm-hmm. They went down and it took 5 years to get even. Well, if I'm 65, do I now wait to take withdrawals till I'm 70, or am I going to actually still retire? So we believe that you create strategies that give you the most amount of protection and still participate in equities and still get that upside and do better than fixed interest rates so that you can blend out the return, you can retire comfortably, and you don't have to worry about where your next month's money is coming from.
A withdrawal rate, Rick, is not a plan.
Right.
Of just taking money out and hoping for the best. That's not a plan. That's not a retirement plan. It's actually going through the exercise and understanding what's available, how am I going to generate guaranteed, contractual guaranteed income.
When to turn on Social Security.
When are you going to turn on Social Security? How is it going to be taxed? Is a Roth IRA conversion right for me? Maybe it's appropriate for part of your portfolio, for all of your portfolio. This is what we do day in and day out to help people plan not only to have an efficient portfolio, to mitigate the risk, but help them how your taxes are going to impact you in retirement. Because if you don't go through that exercise, you're going in blind and you may end up paying more in taxes than you really need to.
This has been the Unleash Your Wealth podcast with wealth advisors Raj Shah and Rick Borick. To schedule an evaluation of your portfolio with no charge or obligation, call 312-345-5494 or find us online at scwealthadvisors.com.
Raj Shah is an investment advisor representative of SC Wealth Advisors, a state registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Investment financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Raj Shah is licensed in your state, please call 800-211-1962. SC Wealth Advisors is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Raj Shah, NPN Insurance License Number 533-6193.